Hello, everyone. Let's get y'all on in here. If you are new to No BS, this is our Wednesday Q&A call with Corinne. So if you've been in the newbie group, you've been Q&A-ing with MJ for the last 4 weeks, and this week you switch over to me. So let me get my coach Mish on stage. She will be here answering questions. You can put questions in the Q&A. You need me to answer them. If you want, you can also talk in the chat because you'll have all your other Nobius women over there. And let me get my view set. There we go. And get my notes pulled up. If y'all can tell, I'm still sick. I don't know how many of you know, but when I was at the body image camp, I got real sick. Actually, so I had body image camp, we had a VIP day. And so that was on Thursday. And then we had camp Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then I had another VIP day with business members because I have a whole nother membership for business members. And then I taught on stage for 2 days there. So Sunday night, I started getting sick and I finished the entire camp. But I mean, oh God, I have been sick. So I've been taking really good care of myself. I've been really trying to just drink a lot of water. We went to Las Vegas. I barely drank any alcohol. I slept a lot. We didn't even go out at night. We went to the pool each day and I got plenty of sunshine. And then I did not work out. I worked out like once or twice during this whole sickness. And then I was just like, ugh, my body's got to have a break. Like I just can't be doing anything. And then just basically just trying to eat healthy, rest a lot, drink. I mean, I was telling everybody, I've never drank so much water in my life. And I mean, I am full of congestion. So anyway, I'm getting better. I still sound kind of bad, but I definitely feel better. Let me do a couple of announcements before we get going. And Brooke, I'm fixing to answer your question. So if anybody has questions that they want answered, now's the time to start populating my Q&A. The first one is make sure y'all save the date. This Sunday is the big summer reset. So it is included in your membership. You're welcome. We do this at the beginning of the year. We do this at summer. And we're actually going to do another one in the fall. So be looking forward to that. We've been talking about which one we want to do and stuff. We're not ready to announce it yet, but we're going to do another workshop. And the reason why I want all of you to come if you can is because I really believe that your weight loss is what we call seasonal. A lot of us, we try to lose weight the exact same way our entire life. We just keep rinsing and repeating, and we don't know how to be flexible when it comes to losing weight. We also don't know how to pivot with the seasons and I like to think of it as a reset. So every major season, whether that is temperature change seasons, a life season, there's all kinds of seasons in life. You do need to reset because you need to be thinking about what are my unique needs during this season? What are the things I can and can't do during this season? So, for example, when I have a really busy work schedule, I have had a really busy work schedule since January. From January to May, we knew, woo, Corinne was going to be putting down some content and doing all the things, gearing up for, our camps and all the other things we've got going on for y'all. And so I really ratcheted back my workouts. I had to sit down and really think about, all right, during this, 5 months, I'm going to need to change my morning routine. I started working out in the afternoons. I have cut almost all of my cardio out. I am lifting 3 or 4 days a week. I do walks because on walks, I can record podcasts. On walks, I can check in with my team. And on walks, I can check in with Jane. On walks, I can also listen to self-development or things that I'm learning on y'all's behalf. I can take notes on my phone while I'm doing it. So I really reset for the last 5 months. And now that we're going into summer and I travel a lot, I'm resetting again. I'm going to be resetting right alongside y'all on this Sunday. So it is included in your membership. It will start at 10 a.m. Central Time and it will end at 2 p.m. Central Time. And if you cannot attend, that is fine. We will have the replays. Give us about, it usually takes us a few days to a week to do the replays for a big event. So give us a couple days, but you will get them. And then the whole next month, June. So we're going to kick June off with the summer reset. We are going to be sitting there and we are going to be working on summer weight loss. So all the month, we're going to focus on the summer reset. And every week, I'll be coming to you live with like how to be consistent during the summer, especially if you have kids at home and different things, because a lot of you do not understand consistency at all. And we're going to really dive into consistency. We're going to talk about on June 12th, dressing for the changing body. And then we are going to go into gentle nutrition, what it is and what it ain't. And Coach MJ will be taking that class. And then we're going to end with creating vacation and party protocols. So we will be talking about all the things next month when it comes to helping you lose your weight. And then, and for a lot of you, I just want you to be thinking about your mindset going into the summer. If your mindset is shit, guess what? You're going to eat like shit. Like if you're sitting there going like, well, here's all the things that are going to make weight loss hard for me this summer, then you're like, you welcome to the hard party. You just created it for yourself. So it's going to be really important that instead of saying, this is why I can't lose weight, you need to be telling yourself, hey, we're going into the summer and I can adapt. And here's what I can do for my weight loss. And I just want all of you to think about how energetically different that feels. When you sit and you look at your shit in your life, and you're like, and this is what makes it all hard. And this is what makes it impossible. And here's all the reasons why it's going to be hard. You feel like ass. You're not creative. You're not looking for possibilities. You're not looking for solutions. It just dead chops your nuts off on trying to figure out a solution. So, but if you look at things and you start thinking, like, okay, what can I do? What is possible? What do I just need to be flexible with? Where do I need to drop some perfectionistic fantasies that I have about things? When you start doing that work, guess what? It is a lot easier to figure your shit out. And then you can come to ask coaches and you'll have like, here's the things I need to figure out. But don't worry, because when we do the summer reset this weekend, one of the four lessons that we're going to go through, I'm going to be teaching you how to look at your obstacles, and we're going to come up with the strategies involved to make sure you can keep losing weight this summer. So let me go over a few of the questions and then we'll see how much time we have left. Do you feel vitamins are helpful? I just started taking several and wonder if I should just try to get those vitamins from food intake. I think vitamins are helpful. I mean, that is my personal opinion. I am no doctor, I am no scientist. I do not think vitamins take the place of eating fruits and vegetables. But I definitely think that in this day and age, it is hard to get all the things that we need. So I think it's very useful for you to be taking vitamins. I will say, hey, Mish, leave some of these questions up so I can answer them. Just hang out in the chat for a minute, and then I'll tell you when to come back over to Q&A. I am taking a vitamin mix right now called Simple Clean Greens, I think is the name of it. I've been on them for, I think I've been, it's a powder. It comes in peach flavor. I've been drinking it now for probably a good 6 to 8 weeks. And the way that I use it is every morning, I start my day off with that shake. So I put two containers of Greek Oikos yogurt in there, the vanilla. I believe it's fat-free. I don't even think you can get it with fat, but anyway, I put two of those in there. And then I put a scoop of the Simple Clean Greens. I put fiber in there because fiber, when you are in your menopausal years, is actually really good to help. What it sweeps out a lot of the, like, I don't know, like extra hormone that kind of collects in our body. When I was working with my menopause specialist, she was like, fiber is really good at this age because it helps keep your colon clean. And a lot of the excess hormones and stuff get stored in the colon. And that's what she told me. So I've been doing that. And then I put creatine in it because at my age, I want to make sure that I am getting plenty of creatine. And creatine helps you keep muscle. It's got a lot of actual positive benefits to it, but one of which is it helps you keep your muscle. And because I lift weights and muscle is really important to me, y'all know how I feel about muscle. I've been taking creatine now for a while. And then I put a scoop of collagen in it. Then I put some kind of a frozen berry or peach. Sometimes I put frozen peaches. Sometimes I use frozen strawberries, depending on whatever I'm feeling like for the day. Fill it with water and then I blend it. And I drink that first thing in the morning. And I've been trying to drink that before I even drink my coffee. And then I kind of move on to coffee. And then if I want something else, I usually do peanut butter toast or something a little bit later. But I've really been just trying to start my day with that shake and then kind of feeling out, do I want to eat? Don't want to wait till lunch or whatever. If I get hungry after, like, so a lot of times I'm drinking my shake at five, like I can be anywhere from 4, 5, or 6 in the morning. Sometimes by like 9 o'clock, I'm starting to get hungry again. So I'll just have like a little bit of like peanut butter toast, like 2 pieces of toast with some peanut butter on it. And then that holds me through until lunch. But the reason why I tell you all this is because I do think it's important that we, if you don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, you might want to be taking a vitamin. I think you should err on the side of good quality vitamins, not just what you can grab at the grocery store. That's just another personal opinion. My husband kind of researches this stuff. He takes a lot of vitamins because Chris barely eats. I mean, he eats so little fruits and vegetables, it's unreal to me. Like when we go to Vegas, he orders a pizza every night. I'm like, well, at least you're getting tomatoes. I mean, he just eats no fruits and vegetables. And so he takes vitamins, but he's researched them. And we order a lot of our stuff through Thorne Laboratories. He says that they're good quality. So that's just my opinions. So there you go. I don't beat myself up for overeats, in quotes. I don't know what that means. And I keep overeating too often. I feel like I'm too easy on myself. Is that possible? It's not too easy to be, it's not. You can't be too easy on yourself, but what you might be doing is not being curious enough with yourself. Like a lot of times, what we think is like, oh my gosh, I don't want to beat myself up. So I'm just going to start over tomorrow. I'm just going to do better next time. And then what we don't do is we don't do the middle part, which is really figuring out why the overeats are happening. So, like, it's good that you're not beating yourself up, but you got to take it to the next level. And most people, when they're not taking it to the next level, it's because, well, if I really started looking at all the whys, then I would be beating myself up because I would think, you must be weak. You must be broken. There must be something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with anyone. Every single person needs to make sure that you don't just overeat and say, that's okay. You did so many good things today without this step. I promised myself tomorrow to take a really hard look at this. What was going on? What's missing in my life that's driving these overeats? Or what am I trying to create in my life through eating that I'm not doing in other ways? So you need to just ask some what we call the harder questions. The harder questions make you think like, oh gosh, like I'm eating at night because if I didn't, I would feel really guilty because I'm not doing more around my house. Or I'm eating at night because all day long, I do talk to myself like an asshole. I'm like pushing myself all day to get everything done. I'm worried about what everybody thinks. I'm anxious and riled up all day. And the only way I know how to relax at night is to eat. I don't even know, like, I'm just done at night. So we have to ask those questions and we have to figure out what's really going on. And then we have to take it to the next step. It's like, all right, if we know that this is what's really going on, then what are we going to do about it? Because we can't just keep eating. We need to go to the next level, which is, all right, I have uncovered these things. So let's say that you're, all day long worrying about what everybody at work thinks, then now what we have to do is we have to do the work on figuring out, like, what do they really think? What have I actually heard? Have I even asked anybody what they think of me? Or are people telling me that I do a good job and I'm in the habit of dismissing it? I'm in the habit of saying, like, no, they just don't know, or they're just saying that. Then that means my work is in not just being okay with overeats. It's being okay all fucking day. It's like figuring out how am I going to be nice to myself the entire day, not just avoiding beating myself up when I overeat. So that is some of the things you said. How do I encourage myself to get back on track with satisfied more frequently? I would just tell yourself, like, this is the thing I would be asking is like, Why is eating to enough not enough for you? Like, figure out why. Like, be thinking about the reasons why I don't like stopping at enough are, and you make that list, and we have to go in and we have to look at them one by one and decide, is that true? Is that something I really do want to be believing about food? Is there a different thought that I want to be having about food? So asking those questions are really helpful. And you can take all of that to ask coaches and they can work with you on it. Hi, I'm having financial and weight problems, not enough money, and I eat. I eat and I gain. It's making me so unhappy. Any way to move forward with all these feelings? I hate how I look. Thank you. I would take this over to ask coaches. One of the things is, like, I just want to show you something that's happening in your life. It's like, I'm having financial problems. And instead of trying to figure out how to solve for my financial problems, I'm worrying or talking to myself in such a way that I'm causing myself more financial problems by eating more than I need. Like, when you are overeating, it is compounding the financial problem. Because if you think about just the cost of food these days, you know, for a lot of us, our overeating habit is now one of the most expensive things on our monthly budget line, and next to like our house or daycare or something along those lines. So if you think about, for all of you, when you're worried about money, like, don't stop trying to lose weight. All of you, I guarantee you that if you really started solving for why you're overeating emotionally, you would see, and that is what we do here in No BS. We solve for why we're overeating emotionally, habitually, and mindlessly. We take a look at those three things hardcore all the time, because when those holes get filled, you end up eating less and your weight starts to normalize at where it needs to be. And so when you start eating to enough and you allow yourself to have to face what are the things that come up for me when I stop at enough, you end up saving money because you buy less food. You're doing less Uber Eats. When you go to the grocery store, there's less bingy foods that get put into the cart. When you are eating at home, if you're not overeating, you start noticing you have to ratchet down how much food you buy because you don't need to cook as much. So when we have financial problems, we want to be looking at that. Like, I just want to recognize with myself that one way to fix my financial problems would probably be to work on why I'm emotionally eating. Because when I start solving that, I actually will start saving money. And you will start saving what we call energy expenditure, like emotional expense. Emotional expense is when you go to work on your finances, you free yourself up from lots of worry, lots of shame, and lots of anxiety around money. So when you work on all that, you're not only freeing up some money, but you're also freeing up this emotional tax you're paying too. So just be thinking about that. When I'm trying to stop it enough, I always hear, I have a few more bites just in case. Is that diet trauma from being restricted in the past? It could be, but here's what I think it really is: leftover noise. This is one of those things that really doesn't matter why it's there. It's just an old thought that's coming up in your automatic thinking. And we can't get rid of automatic thinking for a long time. So what we can do, though, is we get really good. Like, for now, it's like, I always hear this thought. That's good, because the first step to actually losing your weight is you have to be able to hear these things. Because if you weren't hearing it, you would just be eating a few more bites and being like, oh God, I ate past enough. So now you know what your brain says. So now we just have to be prepared and we pivot. Now, when you hear yourself say, have a few more bites, you have to say, like, oh, that's my actual sign that I've had enough. When my brain says that, that's the signal that I'm at enough. That's the signal to stop. Like, just labeling that thought as, like, oh, that's the thought of enough. That doesn't mean to keep eating. That's just been my body's way of saying, like, I think you're there. Now, your emotional state would maybe like to have a few more bites. And we could, like, you could look at, like, I wonder why a few more bites is so much more satisfying. It could be, well, if I have a few more bites, I don't have to worry about getting hungry later. It's like, well, you could also stop right here and not worry if you get hungry later, because if you did, you could always eat something else. Like looking at what, like the reasons why are always so useful. So for you, it's now it's like, all right, good. Now this is one of my body's way of saying you actually have had enough. It starts sending up automatic thinking to eat more, when that's really my body's code for saying, I know you've had enough. I'm just worried about, afraid, or feeling entitled to a few more bites because. Find out the because and then just tell yourself, like, well, that's just bullshit. Like, I don't have to worry about getting hungry later because if I were to get hungry, no BS says to fucking eat something. I just have to like eat when I get hungry. So I don't want to preemptively eat in the event I'm not going to get hungry later. And we have to test that. All right. How do you get your mindset right when it comes to others who are losing weight with weight loss drugs? That's their path, and I'm doing this one. That's all I would think. I wouldn't care that anybody else was doing weight. I mean, personally, for me, I wouldn't care that anybody else is doing weight loss drugs. If you want to do weight loss drugs, do them. If you don't want to do them, just like your reason and don't worry about what they're doing. I know that weight loss drugs aren't my answer, is they won't help with overeats and emotional eats, but I still get frustrated. Well, this is the one thing. Weight loss drugs could help with that. Like, that's not exactly 100% true. But here's what I will say. Weight loss drugs or not, weight loss surgery or not, four basics or not, keto or not, Whole30 or not, vegan or not, Mediterranean diet or not, low fat or not, I don't give a damn what you do. Old school fin, go find you, like, I don't know. Crack cocaine, whatever it is. Everybody has to do their emotional work no matter what. And that is just the science of it. Like, you can do anything you want to your body. And a lot of things will work temporarily and for a little while. But if you don't figure out why you emotionally eat, eventually what happens is the emotions will get to where the weight loss high is not enough to outweigh the pain that's coming up. So this is what frequently happens with a lot of dieters. And this doesn't matter if you're doing weight loss drugs, surgeries, if you are doing traditional diets, it really doesn't matter what you do. People go through like a euphoria phase where you are losing weight. And as you're losing weight, it is natural for your brain to be triggered with good, luscious thoughts that produce dopamine and feel really good. Like, you're really killing it. You're finally getting your life together. You're looking so good. I'm so proud of you. It's like your brain will do all these things, right? Then eventually, what happens is you'll lose enough weight to where the stuff that you were eating over before is now starting to. So, like, I want y'all to imagine, if you're watching this, I want you to imagine that up here is where diet euphoria is. And here's your life just bubbling along. People are still like, saying bullshit about you, or your boss is still making you work late, or you're still feeling guilty that you're not spending enough time with your kids, or whatever's going on in life, right? That's down here. But because right now you're losing weight and you're getting so many dopamine hits from it and you're talking nice to yourself, these things are riding below the surface. Well, as what always happens, eventually you're going to normalize to what you're doing. It's going to feel really normal to lose a pound each week. It's not going to be as exciting as it was in the beginning. People are going to quit noticing that you're losing weight. Like, no one gives a shit after, like, at first they're like, oh my God, what are you doing? And then after a little while, it's just like, oh yeah, that's that girl. She's losing weight. Like, they normalize to you normalize. And then you kind of start going back to, man, I wish I could just lose a little faster. It was happening so fast in the beginning. So now the dopamine's coming down. The next thing you know, you start worrying, like, I've had to turn down a lot of social events, or you have moments where you're just like, I hope this lasts. You're doing so good, but this is about the time that you always fuck up. So now all that feel good is coming down here. And guess what? Life's still happening. And look what's happening now. This is now starting to have blips of feeling like shit. So the things that you always ate over are now getting felt again. And on this side, you're not talking as nice to yourself. You're feeling good, but you're not feeling great anymore. And it's not overriding this. So it's like, shit, now what do I do? I was losing weight and feeling so good. Life is still coming at me. I'm still feeling bad, and I never taught myself what to do about all these things that make me feel bad. I just keep feeling bad. So now if I don't learn how to fix that stuff, guess what I have to do? I have to go back to what's worked. So now I'm going to start eating. And every time I eat, I'm going to fit like smooth out some of the bad, but now I'm over here feeling really bad about overeating. Worrying now that I'm going in reverse. Having a harder time getting back on track, no matter what I'm doing over here. And that's why you have to be doing the emotional work. And I wanted to explain that to all of you because it really doesn't matter if you do weight loss drugs or not. It really doesn't matter what you do. If you don't plug those holes, and that's why all of you are here in no BS, then again, you eventually come face to face with the things that always cost you to eat. And when you come face to face with them, you either know how to deal with them because you've been dealing with them through your weight loss, or you don't. And now you got to go back to what worked, which is deal with them through food. That's why, at the end of the day, the best way to lose weight is to learn better coping mechanisms for your life. Then weight loss gets really easy. So, for all of you, this is the other thing. It feels like people who take weight loss drugs are probably losing weight faster than you. The average person in no BS is still losing the same amount of weight that the people on weight loss drugs and all the other things are losing. We do not lose weight slower here. I don't know why that big foot myth got started, but people who just do the basics and work on their mindset lose an average of a half a pound to 2 pounds per week. When you look at our success stories, it's always the same. When you look at success stories from all the other different programs, they're always the same. It is the most healthy, sustainable weight loss there is. And I think mine is even more healthier because we're actually working on your emotional health while also working on your physical health. And most diets are not working on your emotional health. They're just leaving that out of the equation. They don't really give a shit how you feel. They're hoping the weight loss feel good enough to override all the other things that aren't working in your life. And it just never does. So for you, you just need to be like, I'm going to lose my weight too. And if I'm not going to take weight loss drugs, that's fine. I just need to eat to enough. And if I'm having a hard time with that, figure out why. I need to make a daily plan. If I'm having a hard time, I need to figure out why. And I need to solve for those issues because once I heal my relationship with food, unlike people who, now let me say this, unlike people who are doing surgeries and weight loss drugs and stuff without the emotional work, you have set yourself up to keep your weight off because you've actually solved the problems that caused the weight loss to begin with. If you're solely doing those things, but emotional eating has been how you got there, then you will lose weight, but then you have not solved the emotional side and it will be waiting for you. And the one thing I don't want for all of you is for you to wake up one day and finally have lost the weight that you really wanted. And then now you got to deal with all your emotional life. You haven't done it at all. Because it will feel so heavy in that moment. So work on it now, not later. Do you drink the shake if you are hungry or not? I drink the shake first thing in the morning. Some days I'm hungry when I wake up, some days I'm not, but I have been really trying to drink the shake first thing in the morning because I believe it's been better for me just in terms of, and this is what all of you have to play with. I think we should all wait until we're hungry, but I'm in maintenance and I've been at this weight now for, 15, 17, I forget how many years. It's been since 2007, actually. That's when I started the business. So it's probably about 2006. So that's I had lost weight before I started the business. But anyway, excuse me. I don't wait for hunger all the time now. I like for me, knowing like I want to strength train in the morning, I've got lots of meetings and stuff, I go ahead and eat. Because like today, if I had have waited until I was hungry, I wouldn't have a chance to eat again until 1:30 today because of the way my meetings are all set up and my classes. It was more important for me to start the day like that. And that is the same for all of you. You know, I want you waiting until you're hungry, but we also have to use our reasoning brain involved in this. So you need to, like, if you're a shift worker, let's say that you teach, you're a nurse, you're a doctor, you do something along those lines. I have always said, you need to take your life into consideration. So what you need to do is you need to think about, like, okay, if I'm likely to get hungry in the middle of an important meeting or surgery or something along those lines, and I can't just stop, drop, and eat, would it be more beneficial for me to eat something small now, knowing that's going to carry me through and give me clarity and focus and energy? When y'all are making decisions based in what's best for you, I promise you will lose weight. No one's gaining weight because they're sitting around making so many well-informed, amazing, conscious decisions around food. People who are doing that are not having issues. It's the people who are not doing that that have the issues. It's when we're not making well-informed choices. It's when we're just eating based on our mood in the moment, when we are skipping meals because we're so afraid that we'll get behind at work. And then we go home and we're starving and our body's under threat and we're not giving it nutrients. And then it feels like it needs to be in a hoarding mode because we were ignoring our needs. The more y'all listen to your needs when it comes to food, the more the 24-hour plan will make sense, the more hunger and enough makes sense. The whole point of it is to teach everyone, how do we really care for ourselves? How do we think through things? I like to eat protein, but find I'm overeating to get my protein in. Thoughts. Well, I mean, like me, I try to get like 150 grams a day, and sometimes that means I can't eat as I mean, I'll have like a little bit of carb, but I just prioritize the meat on my plate. So if my plate's sitting there, and this is just a personal decision. This is not because I can't have carbs or carbs are bad or anything like that. And Corinne loves her carbs and stuff, but Corinne also is very, very concerned about 80-year-old Corinne. 80-year-old Corinne really wants 50-year-old Corinne to prioritize the protein so that she can still do all the things she loves at 80. I don't want her sitting there going like, "Well, I'm really glad that you just ate based on your taste in your 50s." Because here I am with no bone and muscle mass. Like, I don't want that for me. So when I'm eating, I'm like, a little bit of potato, a little bit of rice is fine, but I'm gonna eat that protein first. And that's just me. Like, I'm not saying all y'all do not need to get down no rabbit holes on all this stuff, but like, since I've been going into menopause, I've just been really mindful about, man, this is the next half of my life. Like, what's actually important? Eating what I want whenever I want, or fucking sticking around as long as I can with good joints. You know, I have such glaring examples in my family of what happens when your joints are bad. What happens when your muscle mass is gone? I've got a grandmother in Alabama who's on a walker. She can't leave her house. She's 83 years old, barely can get around. I don't want that for me at all. My grandmother, she died of pancreatic cancer. She would never listen to the doctors when it came to needing to cut some sweets out. I would have given anything had she listened to them. Like, for me, my mindset has switched from, I'm going to enjoy food, but when I'm having it, I don't want to just enjoy it right now. I want to know the future version of me is like standing behind me saying, "You are doing us a solid. Like, I just really appreciate everything that you do for all of us." Which means that some, like this weekend when we went to Las Vegas, we order in room service. Like, Chris and I just eat dinner room service. We don't go out to restaurants. We never have liked going out to restaurants. You can ask all of our friends. It is the great sacrifice we make to leave our hotel room after 7 o'clock at night. Like, we just don't go out. And they have this pecan crusted tofu steak. I love tofu. And so I was like, oh, it was a new thing to the menu. And I substituted Brussels sprouts every day for mashed potatoes Because when I was there, I was just like, you know what? That sounds delicious to me. I can't get good mashed potatoes around my house. That's what I want to eat. And that's what I had for dinner every single night. Now, when I'm at home, not eating the mashed potatoes. I'm eating, like this week, I'm having salads and we have chili. And I forget what else I had JJ make me. Had JJ make me something else, something new this week. But, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm feeling good and that I'm feeling healthy. And it doesn't feel like sometimes when I say no to some stuff, like I'm making a sacrifice. It really feels more like I'm doing something for me. And I think that's the thing that I want to help y'all is like evolve your attitude around food. It's like when you're making choices about your food, of course we want to eat things we love, but sometimes we love healthy stuff too. We don't need to forget those things. I'm mentally having issues because I'm working out, doing my 24-hour plans. I do need to do better with water. All right, if you're working out, you have to do better with water. Like you might as well be pissing in the wind. If you're not drinking water while you're working out, I don't even know why you bother half the time because water is the catalyst for muscle growth. It is also the way that it reestablishes like your electrolytes. It is the catalyst for fat burn. So for all of you, if you have time to work out, you got time to drink some fucking water. No making excuses on that at all. I like from exercisers, I don't want to hear it because it's literally like if you're not drinking water, you are just like you're losing your gains. It's my rant on that. Seeing my clothes fit better. I've gone down from a 22, 24 to an 18, 20. Great. However, the numbers on the scale are not moving. They have to move some to go from a 22, 24 to an 18, 20. Like, you mean they're not moving right now? Or do you mean they've moved, like, you've lost 0 pounds? Even if you've lost 0 pounds, I mean, that's good. And this is what messes with my head. How do I get the scale to move? Or is it okay, if it isn't, drink your water if you want to get your scale to move. Number one, if you're going to be working out, drink your water. Try drinking water and see if that shakes the scale up. The second thing that I would do is I would just make sure that your hunger and enough is dialed in. If the scale's not moving, start getting curious about what could that be. Right now, you're making it personal. When somebody says messes with my head, that's because you're not getting curious about what it could be. You're just sitting around thinking that, like, I'm a failure, I suck, blah, 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 blah. Not helpful. That doesn't tell us anything we can change. But, like, if you come in and you're just like, okay, of the last 7 days, here's how many times I stuck to my plan. And of those plans, these, I feel like this probably should cause some weight loss. And of these, I'm like, I don't know. So if that's the case, are there level ups available to you? We have a whole course on level ups. We did it earlier this year that you could watch. Same thing with hunger and enough. You look at like, all right, for the past 7 days, would I bet $50,000 if Corinne had a little, if I had to swallow a pill and it was going to give her a report at the end of the week on how well I did hunger and enough, I'd bet $50,000 that I was on point. If you were on point, then you wait another week and you make sure your water's in check and your sleep is in check. You continue your exercising and you keep doing your 24-hour plans. Okay. If you wouldn't bet me $50,000, then you know, oh, the problem isn't me. I need to figure out where is it that I'm sabotaging in little ways. And I don't mean like sabotage in a bad way. I mean, just like, where are the little things that I could be changing this week that would make a difference in my weight loss? And like asking the questions that way gets you out of your head and into problem solving. I've had a regained and I feel so stuck. I can't get myself to get back to all the basics. Why? Michelle, it ain't because of the regain. What are you telling yourself about the basics that are making it hard? Because here's what we all know. They're not hard to do. Like, have you made a plan yet? If you haven't made a plan yet, it's not because it's hard to make a plan. It's because you're beating yourself up. But if you wanted to like lose weight, you would just be like, all right, I guess I'm a big loser who's about to make a plan. Like I would say things like that to myself and just be like, oh my God, what are we even talking about here? Like, if you want to think you're not good enough, if you want to like pretend you're a loser, you want to pretend like you're broken, go right ahead. But that doesn't mean we don't do the things we need to do to get back on track. Like, separate out, like, this is how I'm going to show up. And I can talk to myself any way I want to, but this is how we're going to show up. So we can either do this the hard way or the easy way. I can beat myself up and do these things, or I can just say, like, bitch, cut yourself some slack. All we got to do is start doing these things. It's a choice. So let's see. I can't, well, hang on, Mish. You're clearing my questions out just a little fast. Even though they worked so well for me the first time, I just feel hopeless about losing weight again. I know it doesn't make any sense. Do you have, I just gave you all the suggestions I have. Like, I'm feeling hopeless because I have some shitty thought about myself. There's no need. The basics worked the first time. I'm feeling hopeless only because of the way I'm talking to myself. I am not hopeless for any other reason. And that is just the truth. The way you feel always comes from the way you think. So one of the things I always like to tell myself is like, when you feel like shit, this is not because you can't do it. This is not because something's wrong. This is not because it's too hard. It's literally because you're thinking something. That's the only reason why you feel this way. But reality says that if the next time I eat, I need to ask myself, am I hungry? Reality says the only thing I have to do to lose weight today is to stop eating at enough. Even if I don't want to. Reality says if I make a plan, I am better off following it than if I don't make one at all. If I don't want make one at all, I get to just sit here and pay the penalty tax of feeling bad for myself. If I don't try to do the basics today, I'm just going to feel sorry for myself. I'm just going to feel bad. I give myself no shot to feel better. If I at least do the basics, right now, when I'm beating myself up and I'm feeling sorry for myself, at the end of the day, I can say, well, at least today I restarted things. And whether or not I do them perfectly is irrelevant because the first step is I got to restart them. I have to get out of just sitting here and pretending like I'm broken and hopeless and start acting like someone who's doing something about it. And then if I don't follow the things, good, because then tomorrow I have more information about what I need to be solving. But when I'm not doing anything, all I'm sitting around is calling myself names and doing shit that I like solving that, it's not going to help me lose weight. Like making a 24-hour plan or stopping at enough, doing that will actually help. And on the way to doing that, I bet I'll start feeling better. I'll start talking to myself better. Like I can be fixing how I feel about myself while also losing weight. That's what I would do. Anonymous, the question about how to break emotionally from my daughter's feelings. She doesn't have a lot of friends and doesn't get included. I would take that to ask coaches because that's like a deeper topic. And that we would need more detail about what's going on in your brain because you're just wanting to know how to break the tie. The only thing that's happening is when my daughter is excluded, I feel you're not feeling her feelings. You're feeling your feelings. You're thinking that's unfair. I hate that for her. I wish it was different. So you're feeling your feelings. So I think the first thing for you is you're not feeling hers. Because if you were to see your daughter and she's getting excluded, and let's say she's crying her eyes out and all of the things, you could also hold her in your arms and feel immense love and compassion and some sadness. So what we want to do is just get really clear about what do you want to feel when your daughter is upset about that stuff? Most of us, like, I'm going to tell you right now, when Logan is like, I don't know, ostracized. In fact, he had somebody the other day talk really not great to him, a new friend of his and whatnot. And Logan was telling me when if Logan's devastated, guess what Corinne wants to be? Devastated. And I know that. Like, I don't want to be like just happy because he's upset. But I also want to be loving and compassionate. In that moment when he was talking about how he was handling it, I was also really proud. I was like mad at the chick, wishing it was different for him, sad, and also proud of how he was handling things. So it's a lot of times it's just kind of figuring out like, what do I want to feel in those situations? And then you just go about thinking about, all right, what do I need to do and what do I need to think in order to feel that way in these situations with my daughter? With fresh local fruits now available, I tend to eat more cherries, blueberries, and watermelon. Boy, I eat all the watermelon. Often past enough. I'm having trouble convincing my brain that this is equal to eating candy, cookies, or cake, or even protein past enough. Well, it is. If your body's had too much, it's just had too much. Your body doesn't like it's not like it's like, well, it was blueberries. There's all these extra vitamins now. No, it just shits them out. They just go to waste. It's not like your body gets extra help from that. So one thing I would just tell myself is like, look, overeating is overeating. Even if it's healthy food, I just want to honor my body. And it's still dishonoring my body if I'm overeating fruits. So like your question, like for you, it's just to ask yourself, what is the downside of just enjoying these seasonal fruits to enough? And try to figure out what the downside to that is for you, because there must be one, otherwise you wouldn't be overeating them. Sharon, best suggestions for emotional work for someone whose ADHD is running amok. I have loads of chatter and it keeps me stuck. And I don't know how to navigate around it. I would just keep going to ask coaches on that. So it may be some nervous system work, which Kathy Hartman, if she gets this one, could help you with. She also has a call each month if you want to attend that we're working on like kind of settling the nerves and stuff. Because I know a lot of times if the thoughts are running amok, then other things. But we got to figure out why you think loads of chatter is keeping you stuck. And in your weight loss, I guess, and how to navigate it. I think that's the first thing is to tell yourself, like, you could have loads of chatter and still get a lot done. So how do you do that? Because I know a lot of people who are ADHD, just in business, and like they're very functional. They plan around it. And they have protocols for when they catch themselves in different areas. But we need to figure out what the chatter is. Is it chatter about having the ADHD, or is it just general chatter in like whatever? Because what I find is a lot of times it's not so much the ADHD brain running amok that's the problem. It's the person that you're watching you and calling yourself names because of. It's like, oh my God, you'll never be able to do anything like this. I wish you didn't have this. That layer is what we got to make peace with. It's like you have ADHD and you're going to have a very functional life. How? And like going to work on that. How do you get past the thought, I'm just lazy? I know what to do and just don't. What do I want for future me? I've never been good at visualizing where I want to be in next year's. I wouldn't even worry about where you want to be in next year's. Holly, where do you want to be in 3 months? Where do you want to be in 3 weeks? For a lot of people, when you're like, this is the first thing is how can you disprove that you're lazy? Like, you're probably not lazy in general, but you have certain areas of your life where maybe you're not meeting your goals and you're describing it as lazy. And this is the thing, like, I know what to do and just don't. You need to figure out, like, for a lot of you, I would take, like, here's what I know I'm supposed to do. At first, I would make a huge list of here's everything I think I'm supposed to be doing. And then make sure that that's accurate first. Because a lot of times, what y'all think you should be doing and what's reality is not true. You just need to get started with a few things. It's like you don't need to do a list of 50 things. But today, you need to drink your water and you need to at least make a plan for the day. That's not lazy. By only doing those things, it's called getting started. And for a lot of people who call themselves lazy, you're not really lazy. You have a all or nothing mentality. It's like I have a working definition of how much is I'm supposed to be doing. Anything short of that is lazy. So then I just don't do anything. So what I would do is I would Oh, I also believe that unless I eat healthier, I'll never lose what I want. Is that really true? There are so many people in this world who eat bullshit diets and lose weight. They eat super unhealthy just to lose weight. So that's not really a thing. That's something you've made up in your mind. And usually we make up that story because it's like, that gives me the excuse to keep eating all these things. So let's figure out a couple things. Number one, what are all the things that you're wanting to hang on to and why? What purpose are they serving in your life? Because they're serving some kind of purpose. Sometimes you'll list things, it's like, these are just foods I actually really enjoy. And then sometimes it's like, I couldn't imagine not eating this because if I didn't, I'd feel so restricted. I'd feel all these things. That's good to know because you're not really restricted if you're not eating these things all the time. We may just want to eat them sometimes now. We may just want to eat them like right now. If you're eating them every day, could you eat them every day but Sunday? Just try one day a week where you eat a little bit healthier. But most people are like, no, that would be the lazy way out. That's not good enough. That's bullshit. If you want to become someone who does the things that you want to do, then the first thing you always have to do is figure out why don't I want to do those things? And it's not because you just don't want to. You have to ask yourself, no, really, why don't I want to? There has to be a really good reason. It's probably something like, I'm afraid it will, like you can ask yourself questions like, well, if I do these things, what am I afraid is going to happen? If I do these things, what do I think that's going to mean? Like asking some of that stuff is very helpful to figuring out your blocks. Mish, you can go ahead and start answering questions because we're coming up at the top of the hour. So I don't think anyone is lazy. I think a lot of us are afraid to just go after the things we want. That's very different than being lazy. So for you, I would just ask myself, like, if I was going to do things differently just this week, and I was going to keep it as simple as possible so that I could get some momentum, what would that be? And like, where do I want to see myself in the next 3 weeks? Just keep the windows small and tight, 2 weeks. And then just start like, what do I need to do today to work towards that? Don't worry about visualizing things, for a long time and all that stuff. We don't need that. You can always start with littler steps. I'm down 20 pounds with 40 to go. I've been here for a few months. I'm maintaining. I started weightlifting with a trainer who continuously tells me to eat more protein, like 120, 150 grams. Is this necessary? I'm definitely making conscious decisions to add more with each meal, but it doesn't feel like I can eat that much without overeating. If you're strength training, y'all, I'm going to tell you protein is actually really good for you. Prioritize the protein on the plate. Eat that first. And then eat to enough for the rest of the meal. You may have to leave some vegetables behind. You may have to leave some carbs behind. That's fine. But eat the protein first. That's what I do. I always eat my protein first and then I go on. And then some of you just may need to sup, like if you just eat your main meals, I will tell all of you, if you just ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you just ate them to enough and you were legit hungry when you ate them, if you needed to sneak a protein shake in once or twice a day to get your protein up because you're lifting a lot of weights and that's what you want to do, it's not gonna, I guarantee it will not slow your weight loss down. Even if you don't want to do a protein shake and just like a Greek yogurt, a fifth, like a container of Oikos vanilla Greek yogurt is 15 grams right there. Like just adding a little bit of that in would be fine. I promise you, it's not gonna be a weight loss killer, but it's going to rely on if you're gonna add those things in to get your protein. Guess what you cannot be doing? You can't be eating your face off at night of junk because you've had a long day. You are really going to have to stop it enough at dinner, even when it tastes so good. Like, we're going to, like, at the end of the day, guess what we all have to figure out? How to solve emotional eating. That's it. Let's see. How do you honor your body when you don't feel like you deserve for it to be honored? Well, You could do this. There's one thing you could do is you could ask yourself, if I did think my body deserved it, here's what I would be doing. And then you start doing that as if you did honor your body. And then each time you do one of those things, you tell yourself, this is what someone who honors their body does for themselves. That will start breaking the tie of feeling like you don't deserve it. And then on the other thing, Vanessa, I would go to the self-love course inside of No BS and take the self-love course. Because usually when we don't feel deserving and stuff, that's a self-love issue, and that might be really helpful for you to take. All right, last question. Is it okay to make a plan in my journal rather than the No BS planner? Oh yeah, you can make it anywhere you want. Anywhere you want. It does not matter. Like, I don't care if y'all grab a scrap of paper. We just create a planner because most of y'all like to have something from us that just asks you the questions, but I really don't give a fuck where you write it down. I really don't. So just use whatever's going to work best for you. Okay. All of you. That's the end of today's call. I will see y'all on Sunday for the summer reset. Make sure you come. Make sure you tag, go to the Facebook group. Tag your accountability partners. Be like, y'all come to summer reset, right? We're going to talk about summer reset, right? Like, I want as many of our members there as we possibly can get. Also, if you have friends outside of No BS who would love to come, they can definitely buy it for $59. They can come to the summer reset. They get a month of membership included. So they'll come do the workshop with us, then they'll have a month of the membership. So you can invite your friends to it. If you will just email into support at pnptribe.com, just tell them, like, how do I send my friends to the summer reset? They will give you a link or whatever you need in order to get your friends invited. All right. Y'all have a good one, and I will see you on Sunday. Bye, y'all.